A coach bus brought a group of landowners and resource managers from Ontario to Durand Eastman Park in Rochester to learn more about the spread and management of the insect. The incredibly small bug is detrimental to hemlock trees and is unpredictable in how it spreads, usually by wind or animals. Mark Whitmore has been studying the hemlock woolly adelgid for years now. He's an entomologist at Cornell University and says collaboration is key in this field.
We all tend to know each other, and so it's something that happens sort of an organic relationship where we got a problem and they want to know about it and be aware how to manage it. And so they're prepared, and that's good.
Aaron Appleton is a plant health survey biologist with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency and says the bug has only been found in a small spot in Ontario, but they're trying to get ahead of the spread.
It's an interest of ours to find out more about it and help that inform our research and sort of our education program in Ontario and Canada.
Part of the day involved the demonstration of a monitoring method using a slingshot. People took turns shooting small balls covered in Velcro up through the branches of hemlocks in the park. The goal is to be able to get a better idea of what's happening higher up in the trees, with Velcro catching on to any possible bugs. Whitmore says he's glad events like these can exist.
That we're able to reach across the border and work with our neighbors because insects know no borders.
Caitlin White, WXXI News.